Okay. We're left with a line and a half of the Gemara. Einish minayim. Ashara shamanu einish minayim. We know in Ashara that neither an erva nor a tzara is allowed to be miyavim. How do I know in einish? So the Gemara brings a pasuk. So we have a number of difficulties with einish minayim. Let's be misada the kashis, and then we'll try in the eifen klali to answer them. The first kasha on einish minayin is Rabbi Chanan's kasha, that if you learn that the iser of a tzara to marry hayavam is an iser eshesach, as we said Rashi Zicha learns, and Savri Shainim learned, if you learn that way, so then what's the kasha einish minayin? We know an issei shesach has an einish. Every time a person is over in the issei shesach, we know that there's an issei in the Torah. So if you're going to learn with the first mahalach on the board the fact that Rashi Shita was that it's issei shesach, if you're going to learn it's an issei shesach, so then you can't ask einish minayin. This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. I saw the kasha quoted b'shem Rabbi Shimon, although I looked didn't see it. And b'shem Rabbi Naftali. Sounds like a very obvious kasha. That's kasha number one. The second problem, kasha number two, is Rashi. Rashi says einish minayin. How do you know an einish for what? Rashi says im yibim erva oitzarasa. If you miyabim the erva or the tzara, how do you know an einish for both? For the erva, which is bitai or any of the other 15, how do you know the einish for the tzara, and how do you know the einish for the erva? That's Rashi says the kasha is both erva and tzara. Why does Rashi mix in erva? The Meiri says the kasha is einish minayin on the tzara. Rashi says the kasha is on the erva. What does that mean? The erva is bitai. Right? The erva is bitai. It means, in a makam of yibum, you're not miyabim your daughter. Einish minayin. What do you mean, einish minayin? The Torah asks a person to be baal bitai. You don't know the einish for baal bitai? That's, that's the Gemara's kasha. How do you know every man is baal his bas? Not mistaver. So the second problem is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that the kasha is on erva. So the same problem we have like Rashi Shita by tzara, if it's achay sisha, by erva the chapashta is an even more pashta kasha. Every erva, let's say bas, is pashta that is an iser. So these are two difficulties that we have right here with the kasha einish minayin. There's a third general kasha on the sugya, which is really Rava's kasha on Daf Ches. Rava Daf Ches says that you don't need a pasuk for an erva. Rava later is going to argue, Pashtus argue with this brayso, he can't argue with a brayso, so we'll have to deal with it. But Rava is the kasha, erva loitzricha kra. Why do I need a pasuk? And I say is not da'echa l'isisei sheish bekaris. So lamalikra. Why do I need a pasuk of aleha to tell you erva? Sorry, you need a pasuk. Rava says you need litzra. But aleha, why do I need aleha? And I say is not da'echa l'isisei sheish bekaris. So why do I need aleha? The truth is, it's sort of the Gemara's kasha on the bottom of this amid also. Gemara on the bottom of Yom is going to say, Gemara, in a way, asked the kasha even on this amid. What's pshat in the Braisa? The way we're learning it till now, Rav obviously has a different pshat in the Braisa. The way we're learning the Braisa, which is the Pasha pshat, that Aleha is Xeris HaKasov, The kasha is, why do I need it? What do I need a leah for? You need a leah to tell you not miyabim your daughter? Why would I think you are miyabim your daughter? And I say is not techel say shesh bekaris. Why would I think a person is miyabim his daughter? What's the half amina? Why do I need a leah? These are the three kashas that we're going to try to answer with one mahalach. This is Rav Nachum's mahalach. In the Rav Nachum, it's, if I'm allowed to say so, it's not written clearly. It's Islam Advav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, and Rav Nachum. So I'm trying to take out the part of the Rav Nachum that deals with Agamar alone, and I think what I'm telling you is what he says, but I'd like to be masbered a little with a little more clarity. But these are the three problems here in the Gemara. Now, in order to come to a Havana of Einish Minayin, I want to be Magdim something. I'll tell you a general thing about Shas. We learn Gemaras, we always have Gezeres HaKosus. The whole Shas is Darshing the Torah. A part of it is Halchot Sinai, some of it is the Rabbanon. We have Gezeres HaKosus. If you think about it, sometimes you have Gezeres HaKosus that are Klolius, that every Gezeres HaKosuv is in one pasuk, but we learn from that one pasuk sometimes the Kol HaTorah Kula, and sometimes we have Gezeres HaKosuv which remain only in the case of the pasuk. For example, the Gemara in Kedushin says, how do you know Shlich Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisai? How do you know Shlichus? So the Gemara in one Teretz, the Teretz seems to be the Maskana, Gemara says by truma, it says gamatem, that a shliach could take truma for you. Now, we don't say, oh, so I know shlichus by truma, I know shlichus b'kal tayra kula. We don't say that. We say that this is a gilui kruah for kal tayra kula, that shluchay shaladim kamaisa. And from here we learn out there's a concept of shlichus, and we learn out a davar klali. Why do we learn how to dava klali? Why don't we say it's telling your shlichus by truma? Whatever the reason is, there are times that gezeres hakosas are dvarim klaliim that we learn it to kol haTorah kula. We learn it to everywhere. Right? Avram goes to the Akedah in this week's parasha, so we learn out b'yokam Avram b'apayker. That's the reason makdim lemitzvus. So we don't say, well, if a Navi has a Shlichus, then Zerizah Magdimah. No, we say B'chal Tera Kula. Zerizah Magdimah L'mitzvahs, for all mitzvahs in the Torah. Aye, it says it only in one case. There are certain things, certain Gezeres HaKosuv that we understand from wherever we understand it. However it works, it's a Dava Klali. It's something that we understand that B'chal Tera Kula, that there's a concept of Zerizah Magdimah L'mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs, Gezeres HaKosuv, that are in Yanim Klolim. Now that is not true in every Gezeres HaKosuv. Every Gezeres HaKosuv. There are many places where you have a Gezeres HaKosuv, and we learn it only to that particular mitzvah. We don't learn it to all mitzvahs in the Torah. We don't say that because here, therefore, everywhere, Lamashal, by the magic of Bar, it says Bar is Potter on Kalim. Right? Shavuot Yadav, Chamav like Kalim. A magic of Bar is Potter on Kalim. We don't say, aha, a magic is Potter on Kalim. So we'll learn from here. Adam, a magic is Potter on Kalim, and Ash is Potter on Kalim, and Karen is Potter on Kalim. No such thing. There are times that we take Gezeres HaKosuv and we say it's a Gezeres HaKosuv prati. It applies only here. It applies in this case. And it doesn't apply in other situations. It doesn't necessarily apply in other cases. I think Roiv Gezeres HaKosuv in the Torah are a Gezeres HaKosuv prati. Right? It says that if you marry a woman, you're not allowed to marry her sister. B'chayeha. If she dies, then you couldn't marry the sister. We don't say, it's Megalim. All our royas in the Torah that come through a wife. If the wife dies, all our royas are mutter. No. We say it's prati. if someone, the Isser, of marrying a sister-in-law is only b'chayeha, but not every other relative b'chayeha. So there are some gzeres hakasas that are gzeres hakasas klalim, that tell us a klal in the Torah. And there are some gzeres hakasas that are gzeres hakasas pratim, that tell you something in this particular case. How do you decide when it's klalim, when it's prati? So that all has to do with darshaning, and yet not a darshan. But the fact is that in the Torah there are rules that are klaliistic rules, and there are rules that are pratiistic rules. Now, having said that, if you understand that, we come to the mitzvah of Yibum, forgetting first about Arayas and Tzaras, a regular case of Yibum. If you're learning Chumash for the first time, you learn there's a parasha of Yibum. So why did you just learn? A person is not allowed to marry his sister-in-law. That you learned already back in Sefer Vayikra. And now you're in Sefer Devarim, you get into Parshas Kisaitz, and you learn Yibum. So you tell yourself, aha, so I learned the Chiddush. The mitzvah of Yibum overrides the Isser of marrying a sister-in-law. That's true. The mitzvah of Yibum overrides marrying a sister-in-law. We don't have big drushes for that. That's Pasha to Taich of Yibum. Taich of Yibum is that the mitzvah of Yibum overrides the erva of sister-in-law. Now, here I have a question for you. Now, you already know the answer because you learned Yevamos, but I have a question for you. I'm learning Chodesh. I have here Gzeres HaKosev and Parsha of Yibum that Yibum overrides sister-in-law. Is this Gzeres HaKosev Prati just to sisters-in-law? That by a sister-in-law, Yibum overrides the Isra of a sister-in-law? Or maybe this is a Gzeres HaKosev Klali, that Yibum overrides all Arayis. That any erva that falls to Yibum, it could be a daughter, it could be a mother, it could be a sister, any erva that falls to Yibum, maybe it's a klali, a klaliistic rule, that there's this parsha of Yibum, and Yibum overrides everything. It overrides all rules. Again, a marshal. In Masechtas Yuma, the Gemara says, how do you know that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life? So there are a few Mandi Amrim there. One Mandi Amrim says, Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos is Harbe. He says, I'm going to do with Shabbos specifically. I don't say it's only Shabbos. Pluch Nefesh is only Deich Shabbos? No. I say Pluch Nefesh is Deich Kol HaTorah Kula. Either Gilui is in Shabbos. All right, the Gilui is in Shabbos. But it's a Dovah Klali. It's a Dovah Klali that Pluch Nefesh is always Deich. How do I know it's a Dovah Klali? Okay, so the Achareinim have to talk about it. Deich Shabbos, even if he won't end up keeping more Shabbos. But we learn from there a Dovah Klali, a general rule. There would be a tzad to say, and to you and me it sounds strange, because everyone knows there's the first Mishnah with the 15 Arayas. But before the Mishnah, when you're learning the Torah, there might be a Havamina to say that Yibum Daicha, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, is a Dava Klali, and it's Daicha all Arayas in the Torah. Maybe there'd be such a Havamina. We could argue about why there would be, should there be or shouldn't there be, but there's certainly a Mokim when you start out to say, maybe Yibum is Daicha every single Erva. Our Braisa holds, you need a Pasig of Aleha to knock off such a Havamina. Why do you need Aleha? It's Pashit Yibum, his name came, married sister for Yibum. Our Braisa holds, it's not Pashit. What do you mean it's Pashit? It's Pashit, not supposed to marry sisters-in-law. Yet we all know, in Mokim Yibum, you do marry a sister-in-law. So to us, it's so strange, Yibum, you marry a daughter for Yibum. It's so strange, because we know the Maskan. But when you're starting off, you're darshing the Pesukei HaTorah, Mechitesi. Maybe the Parsha of Yibum is telling us that Yibum is more important than Arayas. And you can even marry a daughter. For that, we need a pasuk of Aleha to tell you, no, you can't. You can't marry your daughter by Aleha. Yeah. everything I just told you, Rava disagrees with. Rava says, Erva Gulfa in Sarakra, Einasei Dechalais, Eshesh Bekaris. So what I'm telling you, Rava doesn't agree with. But right now, we're trying to explain our Braisa, which is Pashtus, not like Rava. The Pashtus of the Braisa is that you do need Aleha. On the tzad of our sugya, that you need Aleha, the reason you need Aleha is because I would think that the heter of sister-in-law, Bayibum, is a heter klali, and all arayas are included. That's not true. How do I know it's not true? Nemar Aleha, that's megalatas, that Eshesach is not included, and Mimela, all the tesvav arayas are not included. So what we're answering so far is just the third of the three kashas that we started with. I started with three kashas. Two kashas on Einish Minayin, and this third general kasha. Why do you need Aleha? Rava's kasha on Ahzug. Why do you need Aleha? Who needs Aleha? Of course you can't marry a sister. Of course you can't marry a daughter. Teretz is, I would have had to have a meaning you could. I would have thought, the heter of Yibum is a heter klali. It's a general heter that all cases of arayas fall away in the Ma'amakam Yibum. So for that, I have a pasuk of Aleha, tells me no. Aleha tells me it's only sister-in-law that falls away, all the other arayas are awesome. Make sense? Not a big daichik. It's a very glatta mahalach. We'll see. Nachum plugs it in maybe to a Tysis later. But this is the general approach that he has, why you need Aleha. So now, let's learn the Gemara according to this Mahalach. Okay? So we go through the Gemara again. The Gemara starts off. How do you know you can't be Miyabim, your daughter, or your mother, or your sister? How do you know you can't be Miyabim, your Arayas? Gemara says, Aleha. Is a pasuk of Aleha. I could still clear. After Aleha, I still am left with two possible ways to learn. After Aleha, I could learn. Okay, there's a pasuk of Aleha. Tells me Arayas Arasa. Is the pshat that Aleha is knocking off Mehav Amina? Aleha says, oh, you thought Yibam's not Daich Arayas. Yibam's not Daich Arayas. In other words, the general Issel Arayas comes back. So one, the first way to learn is, which is the most mistava way to you and me, is that Aleha is telling me, don't think all Arayas get pushed off by Yibam. No, that's a mistake. Aleha is Megala, that this is Gzeres HaKos of Prati. It's not Gzeres HaKos of Klali. It's Gzeres HaKos of Prati. And it's telling you, only sisters-in-law get knocked off by Yibam. Everything else doesn't get knocked off by Yibam. Okay? You could learn that way, that Aleha is Megala, that the Heter is a Heter Prati, and you could also learn that no. Be'etzen, the Heter is a Heter Klali. The way the Torah works, if it says you do Yibum, and the Torah says that you could do Yibum, and we don't care that it's an Erva, it will work for all our Arayas. Aleha is a new Isser. It's a new Isser. It's not the first time we learned a new Isser from Gzeres Shava. There are many places in the Torah that we take Gzeres Shava, teaches us a new Isser. Right? The Isser Baal and Bayol by Saita. How do you know Bayol is Aser? No Pasik. V'nitma, v'nitma, echad l'bayol, echad l'bayol. You could have Gzeres HaKosuv that teach you new Isurim. So even after the Pasik of Aleha, you still could learn two ways. You can learn Aleha throws it back to the original Issa Erva, or you could learn Aleha is a new Isser. It's not the old Issa Erva. The old Issa Erva Arayas fall away by Yibam. There's a new pasuk of Aleha which is telling us a new Isser. If you learn that a new Isser that you can't do Yibam to your wife's sister, to Achais Ishtai, and from there we learn how to hekesh to all the Arayas. So Aleha could be a new pasuk telling you don't marry your daughter and your sister and your Achais Ishtai and Yeah. On the tzad, what? The first tzad is that it goes back to the regular isarayis. That Olea tells you this is a heta prati, and don't think it's heta klali, and therefore, why can I marry my daughter? Because there's a bas. The second tzad is no. Really, Yibum, I would normally darshan Yibum to be a heta klali. Then I would say I can marry my daughter for Yibum, so therefore I need the pasuk of Aleha to create a new Isser. There's a new Isser of daughter of a Makim Yibum. There's one Isser of daughter of a Chal Tarakula. There's one Isser of daughter of a Makim Yibum. I'll give you an example of a Nafkamina. If I say it goes back to the original Isser, then let's say you have a man who is Miyabim, his daughter, and they have a child. Is the child a Mamzer? Well, Lafiha Emes, that Aleha throws you back to the original Isser of Bas, so the child's a Mamzer. So if someone's Miyabim, his daughter, and they have a child, the child's a Mamzer. A person who's Bayil, his daughter, has a child, child's a Mamzer. If you're going to learn this new way, then no. Yibum knocks off Arayis. Why can't you be Miyabim, your daughter? A new pasik of Aleha, a new Issa Aleha. Issa Aleha, if you have a new Issa from Gezerah Shava, the child's not a Mamzer. You learn Vinitma to Asa Bayil. If a Bayil lives with the woman he was Bayil, and they have a child, child's not a Mamzer. If it's a new Issa of Aleha, then I could argue that the child's not a mamzer. It's not yene issa arayis. The parsha that Aleha is coming from is Eshes, Achais Ishtai. Achais Ishtai is a parsha that has karis, and that has. It's true. Would I apply the Achais Ishtai to Aleha? You and I know that Lefi Emes it is that way. We know it is that way. We try to explain a Havamina differently. The Havamina differently is that the Aleha of Achais Ishtai, plugging into the Aleha of Yibum, is only teaching us a new Isser. It's teaching us a new Isser. Maybe it doesn't apply to everything.
Except for the fact that Rav is arguing the source, the pasuk or sora, everyone's masking, even in the Havamina of the Gemara, that there's an Isser, Miser, Isser, Karis, Isser, Sreit, so everyone's masking what the Einish is.
I'll tell you who's now. You're right, everyone's masking, everything we learned is masking. There are two words in the Gemara that are not masking. When the Gemara says Einish Minayin, those two words, the Gemara is saying maybe there's no Misa, maybe there's no Karis, maybe there's no Mamzeris. So we know that we know what the Maskana is going to be. The Gemara doesn't ask Einish Leka. The Gemara says Einish Minayin. In other words, you're right. We know there's an Einish. We know that from Mishnayis. But how do you know? Einish Minayin. Maybe Aleha is a new Isser.
What's new?
Einish Minayin. The Isser of Aleha, just like Vinitma is a new Isser Bayil, which doesn't create Mamzeris. Maybe here also, the Aleha doesn't create an Erva. Maybe it creates a new Issa of Aleha. Now, we know it's not true. The Gemara never really says it. The Gemara never really says that if someone's Miyabim, his daughter, the child is not a Mamzer. But the Gemara does say Minayin. The Gemara says, how do you know? Well, we have a problem. What do you mean, how do you know? It's a regular Erva. The Einish Minayin is telling you, how do you know that this second approach is wrong? The second approach that Aleha is a new Gezeres HaKosev is incorrect. Not Emes that Aleha is a new. It really throws you back to the regular Erva. The first approach is Emes, the second one is not Emes. When the Gemara asks Einish Minayin, it says, how do you know that? How do you know that the Aleha does not end up in Issacharis? Einish Minayin? How do you know that Aleha does end up in Issacharis? And it does end up in a mamzer, and it does end up with the whole parasha. If you learn the second way, there'll be no issakaris, it's a new isser. But you need an Einish. Asara without Einish is no good. Certainly, Gzer Sakshkir Shava without Einish, it should be no good. What? He learns that Sarah is a new Isser. Not Erva. Alea is still Erva itself. Till now I'm talking about the Erva itself. Nobody really holds in the Maskana that Erva is a new Isser. Rukhana learned that Sarah's Erva is a new Isser. Alea, I don't think anybody really holds that it's a new Isser. But the point of the Gemara is, Einish Minayin, is that how do you know it's not a new Isser? So the Gemara brings a pasuk of a Nichrisa, of Laisasl called Teva Sa'ela, which says Karis. The Gemara, I'm not sure what's extra in that pasuk to darshan from, but the Gemara darshan is that that includes the Aleha. Notice the Aleha goes back to the regular Sakaris. Even the Maskana. Maybe you're right. One second. Maybe you're right. We'll get to that also. But at this point, so far so good. So far what we're saying is that Einish Minayin is bavarning something. Now, this Mechudish Dika Mahalach I'm telling you today is not Emes, but it's the Havavina. It's what Einish Minayin bavarins. It bavarins that you shouldn't think Aleha is only Aleha. It's coming to tell you, you might think that way, Einish Minayin, Tamad Leiber. So that's why it says in Nechusa. What do we gain with this? We answer the Kasha that we had on Rashi, the second Kasha. Rashi said, Einish Minayim goes on Erva. We asked, what do you mean? Everyone knows there's an Einish for an Erva. Everyone knows. Somebody's Mizanah with a daughter. There's an Einish. Teretz is, Einish Minayim, how do we know to take Aleha and plug it into the original Aserva? Mechitesia, plug it into the original Aserva. Who says? Talmud Leimer, this Gezeres HaKasim. So this is a nice mahalach, a glatta mahalach, in the havamina of Aleha. Now don't think havamina is a small thing, because the Gemara later deals with it. The Gemara has madiyomer that don't darshin Aleha. So what the havamina was without Aleha is very important. That's Rav's whole taina. But al kopanim, this is a mahalach to explain this amid. It's not like Rava. We can't sit here and argue with Rava, but we have to learn the Amid. Not like Rava, because until Rava comes along, that's Pshat in the Gemara. So therefore, we have now a something of a mahalach to plug in our sugya. There's one thing left hanging. Einish minayin tamalayim v'nechrisa is still left with one question. Very good. After it says v'nichrisa, or whatever the pasuk is, kikal she'asa makal te'evais, I think the end of the pasuk is v'nichrisa. Right? You have the pasuk there, I think. Yeah. Right? V'nichrisa. So you have v'nichrisa, so it tells you, you know what it tells you? This is not a heter klali. It's not a general heter. It's a heter prati. It's only for a sister-in-law. And that's all. And the way we learned all along is emes in the maskan. I told you right away, I don't know how you see it from the pasuk. There must be something extra about this pasuk, or some extra word. I don't know. I had in mind to look into Torah Tumimah. It's the only sefer I know that consistently explains Gezeres HaKasus. Most Achrayim don't go into how you learn things from a pasuk, and I told you many times, that's my weakness. How you see it in Psukim, I take the Gemara's word that the Gemara sees it. I don't know. Maybe it's an extra pasuk. I don't know.
It's part of the end of the parashah.
Yeah. Includes Aleha also, and it's not extra. So it's pshat that it includes everything. It's pshat that it includes everything.
You don't say that the whole time you only have their colleagues.
Well, once I have Aleha, you can even say Aleha is a new Isser, and the Isser of Aleha. Well, so Rabbi Chanan wants to make Tzara's Erva a new Isser, and you want to make even the Erva itself a new Isser. You're saying even the Erva is Aleha Dika Erva. Maybe. Yeah, okay. It could go either way. All right, so this explains the Mahalach of this Gemara. What is still left after these two steps, so we have two steps. The Havamina, maybe it's an Issaklali, that's why you need a Leah. Second step, what does a Leah teach us? Does it tell us it's not Issaklali? Or does it tell us a new Isser? That's the second step, Ayinish Minayin. Tells you, no, this is also in Ayinish. The way I would understand is to make things glat is that it goes back to the original list. What you could still clear, if the Gemara is Teretz, is what about the Heta Prati of a brother-in-law, of a sister-in-law, of a brother's wife. At the end of the Gemara, so now the Havamin is good. Einish Minayin, Hanyo Einish, maybe it's a new Issa. So, we're still left with two ways to learn, which we want to be left with at the end, because that's the machlokes, the two shitas on the board. We're still left at the end of the sugya with a klar in the Heta Prati. We're saying now it's Heta Prati, Yibam overrides Eshesach. Now, we're still left with a mokum to klar. Eshesach, the mokum Yibam, is the pshat. What is the pshat by Eshesach, the mokum Yibam? Now, regular Eshesach, by a normal case of Yibam, there's nothing to clear. What's the difference? It's a chalutra. But Eshesach, b'mokan yibum of Erva, let's say it's his daughter, is it also Eshesach? Or let's say it's chayuvei lavin v'asei, is it also Eshesach? Or let's say tzara, is it also Eshesach? That was still left. We don't know in the maskana. In the maskana it says v'nichrisa, that you get karas. The clear that we have is after the Gemara's Teretz. Rabbi B'chadol was asking, how can you learn Einish Minayin? Einish Minayin is the regular Isser, the normala Isser of a sister-in-law. So Teretz is, no. At the time the Gemara asked Einish Minayin, the Gemara Zicha had a Svara, maybe this is a new category of Isser. The Shal is after the Teretz. After the Teretz, once the Gemara says, no, it's not a new category of Isser, what's the Teretz? Is it telling you everything is not a new category of Isser? Everything plugs back to the original Arayas? And Sarah also goes back to the original Isser brother-in-law, sister-in-law. Or in the Maskana, is the Gemara's Teretz only on the Issa Erva? The Issa Sarah remains in Issa Chadash, Issa Bifnei Atzma, in other words. This whole pilpul of two ways to learn, the words Einish Minayin, till the words Einish Minayin is very glad. Einish Minayin? Maybe there's a heta klali and a rayas, and aleha and litzar a new brand new isur. Now for the Gemara, tamalay v'nichrisa is a pasuk. What happens after that pasuk? After that pasuk, you can clarify what happens to arayas. I think most of us would understand. Arayas go back to the original din. You can clarify litzar. What happens with litzar in the maskan? Rashi learned litzar goes back to the original din, and every tzar is an eshesach. That's how Rashi's Taka going to learn the Gemara. That after the Teretz, Litzra goes back and it becomes a regular Eshesach, which is Rashi's Shita in the Masechta, that Litzra goes back. So Rashi's very meduyik. Rashi says the Kashi is on Erva and Sara, and the Teretz is on Erva and Sara. That both of them, Havamim is, they're a new Issa by themselves. Maskana is, they go back to the regular Parsha of Arayis. So Machanat Kashi is not Shver. It's Shem and the Havamina, Einish Minayin, but Rashi's Mashma, Maskim, the Havamina was, it's a new Aleha. That's why Rashi says the Havamina is Erva Vitzar. In the Maskana, where we throw everything back to its original Isser, so there Rashi is going to say, we throw Tzara back to its original Isser too, and it's Tzara's Isser Eshesach. The Heter of marrying Eshesach is only B'mokam Mitzvasivim. There's no Mitzvasivim, that there's no Heter.
All
Every Erev is Karis, then everyone is Misa. All the Arayis are Karis, all the Tesva of Arayis. Right, the ones that are Misa are also Karis. If you get Misa, they're off from the Karis, but there's Issa Karis by the ones. Okay, so Ad Kan, this is Pshat in the Gemara. We finished Gimel Amid Beis, Ches Amid Beis, where we're going to continue, is a continuation of this Gemara. And I think in a week you'll understand that if you're going to learn straight the next five blad and then come to Ches Amid Beis, it's going to be very, very hard. Because this is one Seder of Gezeres HaKasos, and Ches Amid Beis is a new Seder of Gezeres HaKasos. We're not done yet. Ches Amid Beis is going to be a continuation of here. There's one Nakuda that I still want to discuss, and that's the Trumas HaDeshen. Now, before we learn the Trumas HaDeshen, I'd like to tell you a Chiddush Gadol that says here in the Mardechai, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. We'll call it Shitas HaGa'inim, as it's referred to. Not all the Ga'inim agree with it, but it's called Shitas HaGa'inim. The Ga'inim have a Shita in Dine Yibam. And that Shita is that if a man dies and his wife falls to Yibam, and the Yavam is a Mummer, we'll have to define Mummer soon. Mummer means he's not a religious person. It doesn't say Russia, if he's religious. He just says, yeah, it's all right, that's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about a Mummer. Somebody who's not religious for Klal. The Ga'inim Shita is that there's no Parsha of Yibam. Yibam doesn't apply. Now that is a great heter, because many times a woman falls taket yibam, and it's a fraya family. If he's told by mummer, there's no parasha of yibam. You're off the hook. No yibam, no chalitza, no anything. The shitas hagoinim, which is the yeshayim shulchan aruch, is that by mummer there's no parasha of yibam bechlal. Question, of course, is why. And this already is a tumul in Mishayim and Achrayim. I'd like, if you don't mind, just take a look at the Mardechai, because we're going to come back to this two more places in the Perek. The Mardechai is, if you have the old-fashioned Gemaris, I think it was page 12. If you have the new ones, it's Perek HaChayleitz. Which is printed as the fifth parak in the Mardechai. In the Gemara, it's the fourth parak. But anyway, in the Mardechai, it's Ois Kuv Zayin. The Mardechai has his own letters. It's Ois Kuv Zayin. Now, I'm going to learn with you the beginning of this. What? It refers to Daf Chav Zayin, or Daf Lamed Hei. The last Daf that's mentioned is Daf Lamed Hei. But it's really, it's a separate piece. It's a long separate piece. If you get to Daf Mem Tes, you passed it. The Mordechai doesn't go exactly in the order of the Blat in Yevamos. He also skipped around, it looks like. But you have it. Now, I'm going to learn with you. You have a Dais Vahadar. Which page is it there?
Page
Chaf. If you have the Dais Vahadar, Gemara is the page Chaf. Now, I'm going to learn the beginning of it inside. You should find time, when you have time, to learn the entire piece. But let's learn the beginning. Kosav Beer, you have your abbreviation spelled out in your Gemara. Is that the Arzarua Kama? I don't know. Zelashayna. Rav Nachshon Goyin. Rav Nachshon Goyin, that's called the Shitas HaGoyinim. Ubesefer Basar Agabi Gecholim. Interesting name for a sefer. Ubechumas HaGoyinim Paiskin. Chumas HaGoyinim Paskin. The Yavam Shu Mummer Lavaitis Kechavim, a Mummer who was a Mummer, Bishas Kidushay Achiv, when the first brother got married, Vadayin Kishemes Achiv Oimid Bahamusai, and he's still not religious. So here he's saying he was not religious for marriage through the brother's death, Einez Achiv Eishes Achiv Uptura Balei Chalitza. If he does tshuva later, it doesn't matter. Right? When you're potter b'shas nefila, you're potter. So the first thing the Goyim say is if he's fry, from the time this brother got married until the time of nefila le'yibam, there's no parasha of yibam at all. Why? He doesn't tell us yet why. It's an expression later in the Gemara. There's a man the Amar the Gemara Misa Mapeles that Yibam is Chal Mishas Misa. Afilu Hayu Yehudi Bishas Nesuei Achiv. A big Yechidish. Even if it was from when the brother got married. So we have here two shitas. Both hold is a Ptur Mumer. Tremendous Chiddush. The first shita, the Tshuvas HaGa'inim holds that your potter, if he was fry from marriage through Nefila. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that even Nefila alone. V'atama Ga'inim. Why did the Ga'inim hold that he had to be fry from beginning to end? Mishum de Nesu'in Ma'pilin. Because Nesu'in Ma'pilin. Hilkach. In Bishas Kedushay Achim Hayamumr. Hari Nesra Allah Sha'achas. If he was fry straight from the time of marriage, Nesra, there's no Yibam. Avalim Heimel Achekain Tzricha Chalitza, according to the Ga'inim, did Nesu'in Ma'pilin. V'ayishata Yisrael Havim. So how does the first Nisuin create a Chi of Yibum? So we're going to get to the idea of Nisuin Mapilim. The idea of the Madiyam and Nisuin Mapilim is that Yibum is just an extension of the first marriage. Every Yibum works that the first marriage extends to the Yavam. So it starts from the Akal Lashon Azarua. Now, it will be important, not today, but the fact that there's a Ga'inim and Rabbeinu Chananel is of tremendous significance, because the whole tumul is to figure out why. Why should this be? Why should there be a Ptur of Mumer? You all know, it's a Gemara later in this Masechta, that if a Mumer is Mekadesh and Isha, she's a full Eishes Ish. Frayid gets married with two Eidim, with a ring or a pruta. She's 100% Eishes Ish. If a mummer gives a get, she's 100% Megureshes. If a mummer, whatever, wears shatnas, he gets an Eish wearing shatnas. The Torah applies to every Yid. Afal Pishachat Yisraelu. And here, we're coming along with a Chiddush that no, the Parsha of Yibum does not apply to a mummer. Why? Why should that be? Now, I'm stopping by Akal Lashaynei. The next time we're going to learn this, we're going to learn the Maram Rutenberg's reason, which is later, which I'm not learning because the Trumas HaDeshen, which we're going to learn today, doesn't agree with the Maram Rutenberg. So we're going to put that off. But right now, we have this tremendous Chiddush, and it's a Chiddush Halacha L'maisa, because the Mechaber brings as a Yeshayim, that a Mumer doesn't have a Parsha of Yibam. The Ramah says a big nafkamina, L'maisa. Let's say someone falls to Yibam, and they are two brothers. One is Frum and one is Fry. One is a Frum brother, one's a Fryer brother. Let's say the Fryer brother is the older brother. Chalitza, you do with the older brother, usually. What would happen in such a case? The Fryer brother is willing to do Chalitza. No problem. You want to do Chalitza, do Chalitza. So Dr. Ramah, don't do chalitza with the fryer brother. Because l'chumra, we paskin like the Ga'inim. It could be that the fryer brother, the mummer, has no parsha of chalitza. The frum brother does have chalitza. And then if the fryer brother is going to do it, it's not going to pater the frum brother. It's not going to be good enough. Right, so therefore the younger brother has to do chalitza. But the Mummer brother's chalitza is not going to pat the Frumer brother's chalitza. In other words, l'chumra, we certainly chayshish for the Ga'inim. We're machmir, that a person has to be machmir and not assume that there's such a parsha. This Ramah is in, I've written down, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Dalet. Now, the question is why? And that's what connects it to that Gimel Amud Beis. There are two main reasons for Mumer. There are two main reasons that we find. One is the Maram Rutenberg's reason. Maram Rutenberg says that the reason a Mumer doesn't have a Parsha of Yibam is because Adaita Dahachi Loi Kitsha. When the original brother was from was Mekadesh's wife, He didn't do it a kedushin, a daita, that his wife should fall to a mummer. He doesn't want his wife to marry a friar person. So it's ki'ilu, he made a tanai in the kedushin that if I die and you fall to a mummer, I don't want this kedushin to be a kedushin. Be chiddush, no? Not easy chat. What?
Is that in any case that he doesn't want the brother?
But you have to know that the husband didn't like the brother. That the husband was Makadosh Adik. You're right. I'm not saying the Rambam is the easy reason. But that's the Rambam Rutenberg's reason. Adaiti dahachi loy kidsha. There were communities in Europe where every Makadosh was Makadosh al das, that if he falls to Yibam, to a husband that's not in the city, two brothers in the city, it's not Mekudesh. He was such a hanhaga in Europe. Some people had such a hanhaga. At any rate, if he said the Farish, then it will be chal, according to my Rittenberg. Yes. The Trumas Hadeshim ignores the Maram Rittenberg's reason. The truth is, I shouldn't say ignores it. I didn't look up the Trumas Hadeshim inside. I looked at it in the Rebbe Chanan. In Rebbe Chanan, he quotes it. Trumas Hadeshin has a second mahalach, and that is the following. There's a halacha that we learn from Pinchas, from the Maisa Pinchas, that if someone is bayol, a guy, kanoim paygim bay. Kanoim paygim bay means a person who's bayol, a guy, befarhesia, is chayim misa, bishas maisa. What he does, you're allowed to kill him. And the Trumas Hadeshin says there's a din karis on such a person. Someone who behead you is bayal a guy befer hesya has a din erva. Kanoam paygamai is a din, it's like an erva. Now that itself I hear. Trumas Hadeshin says that the Goinim HaMechadish, that's not only true about a guy, it's true about a mummer as well. Someone who's bayal a mummer, he's like a guy legabi marriage. Since he's like a guy legabi marriage, kanoam paygim bay, there's a din erva on someone who's nibala or bayal a mummer beferhesi. Good. The Trumas Hadeshin says it goes both ways. Now, if you're a Madaik in the Ga'inim, he only talked when he's a mummer. He didn't talk when she's a mummer. The Trumas Hadeshin, based on his reason, says that it goes both ways. This is one of the nafkaminas between the Maram Rutenberg's reason and the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin's reason goes both ways. If one's a mummer and one's not a mummer, the Kanaan Paikin by, doesn't matter if he's a mummer, she's a mummer. Either way, Maram Rittenberg's reason only applies if they're from. If they're from, you assume he didn't want her to fall to a friar brother. But if they're fry, if the first brother is fry, the other brother is from, Maram Rittenberg's reason doesn't apply. We wouldn't say that the first was Makadish, she doesn't want her to fall to the from brother. That would be enough kamina, the two reasons. But I'll call upon him with Negeas. The Trumas Hadeshin says that every Yibum to a Mumer has a din erva. Has a din of an erva. Therefore, cleric the Trumas Hadeshin. What about the tzara of the Mumeris? Meaning, Maisa Shoya, Trumas Hadeshin is the following Shaila. Ruvain married Leah. They were from Leah Shmad. Nishtamadad says she shmad herself, she ran away. Reuven then married Rachel. Rachel is not Leah's sister. When you read it inside, you can make a mistake. Rachel just means Reuven Shimon. Reuven then married Rachel. And Reuven died without children. What's a shayla? His brother now has fallen to him, to Yibam, a woman who's a mumeres, Leah, and Hatzara Rachel. No. And the woman who's a mumeres, there's no mitzvah of Yibam, because she's like an Erva. There's no mitzvah of Yibam. Like the Gainim, which Chumash Dash is talking like the Gainim. What about on Hatzara? Is the Ptur Litzrar going to pater this sort of a Erva as well? This Mechudish Dike Erva of the Gainim. I agree, it's a Chiddish. Mechudish Dike Erva of the Gainim. Is it going to pater that as well? This is a Chumash Dash and Shaila. I guess we're going to leave it for tomorrow. Simin Kavitzara Simin Hay. He brings Akal Hashayna. He brings his Lashon. We're going to deal with it. Rabbi Chanan doesn't come back to it till Ois Yud Aleph in Simin Hay. So if you want to see how Rabbi Chanan disagrees with Sadeshin, I mean the bottom of Ois Aleph, he has his Kasha on the Truma Sadeshin, and then he doesn't come back to it till Ois Yud Aleph. And we're going to get to Ois Yud Aleph tomorrow. But this is sort of the last piece of this Amid that we're going to return to. Mizrachem.